USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden's public approval rating fell modestly this week, a poor sign for his Democratic Party's hopes in the November 8th midterm elections. The two-day national poll from Reuters found that 38% of Americans approve of Biden's job performance. While Biden's approval rating hit 41% last week, it's been mostly below 40% since mid-June. Many political insiders have speculated that Democrats run the risk of losing control in Congress this fall. Indiana abortion clinic operators filed a lawsuit Tuesday seeking to block the state's ban on abortions before it takes effect in 2 weeks. The lawsuit claims the ban strips away fundamental rights and violates the state constitution. The legislature approved the tighter abortion restrictions earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
An FBI agent is out, and it's raising more questions than answers.
Timothy Tebow, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebow is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebow allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. That's according to Senator Grassley's whistleblower at the FBI. FBI Director Christopher Wray on his agent's actions.
I found it deeply troubling.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will host fundraisers for some Trump-endorsed Senate candidates in battleground states despite tensions with the former president himself. The Kentucky Republican will host fundraisers for GOP Senate hopefuls Mehmet Oz, Herschel Walker, and Ted Budd. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
It's rocket launch, take two. NASA will try again on Saturday to launch its new moon rocket on a test flight. Engine trouble thwarted the first attempt on Monday. Managers said they're changing fueling procedures to deal with the problem. The 322-foot rocket remains on the pad at Florida's Kennedy Space Center with an empty crew capsule on top. If successful, it will be the first capsule to fly to the moon since NASA's Apollo program 50 years ago. Border officials say President Joe Biden is the one to blame for the influx of illegal immigrants at the southern border. Tim Berg reports.
Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz is saying under oath that President Biden's immigration policies are to blame for the surge at the border. The comment came during a recorded deposition in a lawsuit that Florida brought against the Department of Homeland Security.
In my experience, we have seen increases when there are no consequences.
During the deposition, Ortiz testified the southern border is currently in crisis and less safe for Americans and aliens alike.
Truth Social, the would-be Twitter competitor created by Trump Media and Technology Group, remains unavailable on the Google Play Store. Google said the app lacks effective systems for moderating user-generated content, which violates the store's terms of service. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.